Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace and Peter with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, random breath tests could be introduced for cyclists and e-scooter users. Currently, police do not have the power to perform random breath tests on cyclists and e-scooter users. It is illegal to ride bikes and e-scooters under the influence in Queensland, and police can arrest and test riders if they are deemed to be under the influence of alcohol. Police Minister Mark Ryan says he prioritises the safety of Queenslanders on roads and footpaths and has asked the Queensland Police to liaise with the Transport and Main Roads to consider randomised breath test law changes.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announces additional financial support for flooded Queenslanders will open this afternoon under the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment and Disaster Recovery Allowance. The Disaster Recovery Payment is a one-off payment to anyone who suffered a significant loss to the floods, while the Disaster Recovery Allowance will provide up to 13 weeks of income support to employees or sole traders who suffered a loss of income. Both schemes apply to the affected councils Cairns, Cassowary Coast, Cook, Douglas, Hope Vale, Mareeba Tablelands, Wadjal Wadjal and Yarrabah. Albanese will travel to the regions affected with Premier Stephen Miles tomorrow.
In national news, a collaborative university research paper investigates the demographic of students who choose to study medicine. The 2022 paper delves into the relationship between educational institutes and aspirational capacity. It finds elite schools are particularly powerful in their ability to provide access to resources for students, allowing them to aspire to future career opportunities. The research also explores how career aspirations, such as medicine, can be seen as socially desirable to students in elite schools due to the difficult admission requirements. Lead researcher on the paper, Associate Professor Christine Ho, questions the practicality of so many high achievers concentrated in the one profession, while suggesting students from less advantaged backgrounds may be excluded in the process.
Australia joins NATO and the EU in condemning Houthi attacks on commercial ships travelling through the Red Sea to Israel. As part of their support for Hamas, the Houthi movement in Yemen have targeted several ships they believe were delivering supplies to Israel. The Australian government is still considering a request by the United States to send a warship to the region as part of a multinational operation.
In international news, Canada will require all cars and light trucks sold in the country to be zero-emission vehicles by 2035. As part of the Canadian government's plan to combat climate change, zero-emission vehicles are planned to make up at least 20% of motor vehicles sold by 2026, and at least 60% by 2030. The Canadian automobile industry says the regulations are too ambitious. The higher cost of electric vehicles and incomplete charging network, especially in rural areas, was noted. Canada has missed every emissions reduction target it has ever set.
Brisbane is partly cloudy today. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. There's no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all the news we have for you at 10 a.m., but we'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or 4ZZZ.org.au.